time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds which may be different from our own. Rick Barron serves as pastor of Grandview Park Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, Kansas, where he's worked for 30 years as the makeup of the neighborhood and his congregation evolved with immigrants from Mexico and Central and South America coming to the community. Grandview Park has evolved as well, offering bilingual services and programs that address issues in the neighborhood. Rick, so good to have you again. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Steve. Thanks for having me.
I want to get your take on a couple of national issues, Rick. First, the SNAP program, which is a fancy acronym for the food stamps. Kansas changed its income calculations for SNAP eligibility a little while ago and now is letting a waiver expire that allows unemployed, non-elderly, and able-bodied adults without kids to remain on food stamps. What kind of difficulties is that going to cause the KC residents you work with in your neighborhood over there?
Well, Steve, it's going to be really hard. We've been working for several years now, all of us in the community, to improve the health outcomes for Wyandotte County. We've ranked close to last for many years now, and we're trying to change that. And this diminishment of the food budget buying ability of our poorer brothers and sisters will simply help push them away from healthy foods and towards those dollar value menus that do nothing but decrease health and well-being in the community and then raise our costs of health care and all those things. It's all interconnected, and if you start by taking money away from people's food budgets who need it, then it's just going to be a slippery slope to cause all kinds of other problems.
And you're going to see this, the firsthand impact of this in your own congregation, I gather.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. How about immigration reform? The last time you were here, Rick, you were looking forward to seeing changes that would help folks like 12-year-old Howard see his father in Jamaica or Juan, who works 12-hour days as a roofer. Then the issue was on the front burner every day, but now hardly getting a mention. Is this a positive or a negative thing in your view?
Yeah, it's very frustrating that it's kind of disappeared off the radar. You know, Congress has the bill that they're just sitting on, and they've been talking about doing their own bill, and who knows when they'll get around to actually addressing the issue now with all the things that are, like you were just talking about with the senator. There's so many things that have distracted them from this very important issue that will impact many lives. We're hopeful still that something will happen. We need that path to citizenship for our folks in the neighborhood. We don't need to spend more money on border security. That part of the bill is just really not helpful. What we need to do is work on path to citizenship and then work on improving the conditions, helping improve the conditions in other countries that are motivating people to come here. Even though now, right now, the net immigration impact is practically zero. It's practically zero for people who are coming across the border.
I gather folks in your congregation talk about immigration and this bill, what, every week? This must be a big topic amongst your members.
Oh, yeah. Every day people are impacted by the question of whether they can leave their house and feel secure as to whether they're going to make it through their day without being taken away from their family. So it's an everyday issue for people.
We're visiting with the Reverend Rick Barons, who's pastor of Grandview Park Presbyterian Church in KCK. You know, Grandview Park Presbyterian was a beehive of activity this summer, Rick. You participate in a program that has teen volunteers staying at the church for a week at a time. Doing what?
Well, working in the community and also finding ways to learn things about their own selves in the process. Youth Works is a national sort of clearinghouse for youth groups from across the country who are looking for short-term mission opportunities. We've had groups from California, from New York, from Canada, who've come and spent a week in our building, living in the building for a week. That's from the 1st of June all the way till the first week of August that we have different groups coming in. So they go out and work in the community. They do minor home repair, house painting. They work with other programs, child service programs like Bethel Neighborhood Center, wherever we can find for them to have an experience and be in relationship with people. We try to help them get there and hope that it can help not only the people here, but help to transform them as they head back to their communities.
What do they make of KCK? What kind of reaction do you get from them about what they see during their years?
Well, What we get is a real sense. Grandview Park is really our site is the youth work site for KCK, and we are classified now as a beyond site because what they get from us is a little bit more than what they get from other communities because we are so active in the community and there's so much relational activity that goes on between us and the neighborhood and the community around us that what they end up getting from us is more than what other sites may really offer in that we also challenge them in their views about immigration. We have a night where they come and speak with dreamers about what their experiences have been. We try to really give them a transforming experience where they're in relationship with people who are different than them.
You know, you had 4 Youth Works volunteers here 24/7 for the summer, and part of what they did, Rick, concerned just one block. Tell us what they did on that one block and how it affected one family on that block.
Yeah, well, Greg Take, who is an elder at the church, heads up a nonprofit called A Key, which works on housing stock in our community, tries to improve the housing stock. And Greg is the one who coordinates these work groups from Youth Works. So this summer, they focused on a block of Baltimore around 11th Street, just south of Central, one
sure.
block that had seen some gang activity. So a lot of the residents were kind of holed up, kind of walled in from the neighborhood. They felt afraid.
Yeah.
But having these Youth Works volunteers there working and painting all summer, doing houses, it brought people out, and it gave them a chance to see, well, there are people who care. The neighborhood's not so bad. And there was one family that was ready to leave the neighborhood, ready to move out. And as a result of all the positive activity that happened there on that one block this summer, they decided that they were going to stay. So that's just one piece, but there's lots of stories just like that about what happened when...
It's a good story.
Yeah.
Good story.
It is.
That's the Reverend Rick Behrens. He's pastor of Grandview Park Presbyterian Church in KCK. And Rick, always good to have you here.
It's
Thanks
great
for coming
to be here,
in.
Steve. I appreciate you having
bet.
Me.
You can find more information about all of our broadcasts. Just go to kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. You can get a behind-the-scenes glimpse of this program by following me at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the program, KCUR's Chuck Haddix joins us to talk about his new biography of jazz great Charlie Parker with musical accompaniment from Bobby Watson, who's playing the saxophone right now. Plus, Brian McTavish is back with his weekend to-do list. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, and Cody Newell. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.